Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're on a little bit of upset watch now. Louisville just picked off Carson Beck of Miami.
For the second time, by the way. I've been following this game on TV, and I think this same DB picked off another long pass. There were basically one Miami receiver burning down the middle of the field, and once Beck throws a pass, three Louisville DBs converge on the guy, and one dives in front of him. Dives ahead of him and picks it off, basically diving over this guy. It was an incredible interception.
It was a great play, and Louisville is up 14-7 in the second quarter. And, you know, maybe that's a little early to say upset watch. And yet, with college football this year, no one is good.
It's never too early to say upset watch. Never.
That's true. And just college and the NFL feels like from a week to week, we have no idea who knows what they're doing and which teams are actually great. There's a lot of parity in both, which is awesome. So that game is compelling. And the Gophers just kicking off against Nebraska across town. I want to get into Bill Belichick soon because I've got Belichick exhaustion, but also I can't look away. But I had a question for you first, more of a life question. So recently, the wife came up with something that has made me uncomfortable, and yet I'm enjoying it, which is ordering delivery from the grocery store. Okay. So this was not a thing that I had ever heard of before the pandemic, but once the pandemic happened, then a lot of stores said, we'll just grab your groceries for you and then deliver them so you don't have to look at anybody or be near anybody. And that's a workaround for having to go out in public for a lot of people that may be very, very concerned about getting sick and could have negative repercussions and all that sort of thing. And then it's just stayed. They will also bring them to your car if you show up. And I don't know, you maybe have to text the number or something. When we go get pizza, if we pick it up, you could just text the number. They'll bring the pizza out to you. And having the groceries as the main person who normally went to the store, having the groceries brought to me, I feel shame. I feel that I am being deeply lazy here. How is it that I cannot just move my little legs, walk into the store, get the stuff I need, and then come back home and unload it like a grown-up, like they've done since the year 7, where people in ancient Greece were going to the markets and loading up their little wicker baskets and bringing them back to their houses. I don't even know when ancient Greece actually happened, so just stay with me here. People have been doing this for hundreds and thousands of years of going to the store and bringing it back to their house and unloading it. So having someone drive with my grocery order to my house and set it on my porch, it just, it's weird. Like, this is not how it's done. I'm also a mow my own lawn person. If I can, I like to be a do the things around the house person, like rather than hiring somebody to come in and do this or that, right? But the other side of this is, it's fantastic. It's so great to be working on something. You know, I put a lot of hours into Purple Insider, which is my, you know, podcast newsletter, and getting in the car, going to the store, fighting the traffic, fighting through the people, the lines, and everything else, and then getting back and you got kind of a headache, or I have a cracked bumper now from the other day where I was sitting in a roundabout waiting to go into a certain large grocery store and somebody didn't know how a roundabout worked and hit the back of my car. And where this Target is, they've put in so many new housing developments around it, apartments and condos and all these things. So it used to be, and we've been in the same neighborhood for a long time, it used to be very easy. Pop in, park real close, go in, grab your stuff, not very long lines, go out. It is completely changed. There are hundreds more people who live in the area now, which is good, great to have more housing and welcome all of you to my neighborhood. That's fine. But the traffic has definitely changed in the neighborhood, and the traffic of this place is a zoo every single time you go, almost at any hour. So now I'm sitting home and just receiving my goods. And as guilty as I feel, I'm probably going to keep doing it. And the question for you, Jonathan, is are we bad people? Like, we don't need this. There are probably people who really need it, but it's nice. It's nice.
Number one, how dare you? Number two, how dare you say that this is a bad thing?
Oh, okay.
This is so. I would be probably considered on the lazier side. The one thing I probably wouldn't do is if I'm going out getting stuff to cook, getting stuff to eat, I probably would go out for groceries myself, but especially like produce and meats, deli, stuff like that. You want to see it before you take it home. You don't want to have it come in and then it's, even if it's good at the store, maybe it was a bumpy car ride and it got damaged. So you that stuff you'd like to see at the store. Box stuff, cereals and jarred stuff, that sort of, stuff in plasticware. I think that would be fine to have delivered. The produce is where I would probably say, yeah, let's go in and see, take a look before we bring it home. But having these services, all the other stuff that you're talking about, see, what you're doing is you got to build it up. You got to say, hey, I am contributing to the economy.
Sure.
I am giving people work that need to go out and get jobs in this gig economy. And the more I use this service, the more people are going to get my money and the more people are going to be able to invest in the economy. See, that's how you got to spin it.
I like that. I really like that. And I was going to say that the way that I justify it to myself, the way that I sleep at night with someone bringing me my groceries, is that we tip well. That's the way. Is, yes, it feels awkward to me and a stranger is walking up to the house and just putting groceries on my porch and it's like, tip of the cap to you, like, thanks. You know, I mean, I guess it's not that different from using an Uber, like where you're just, like you said, gig economy. Like, yeah, I can drive myself places, but sometimes it's just more convenient to take an Uber or when I'm traveling or something like that. I could rent a car, but instead you're the person helping me out, but I am giving that person work. And if you tip properly, then they're getting what they want out of it. You're getting what you want out of it. It's not the easiest thing to justify when I'm totally capable and don't even live that far away from it. But hey, after getting in the car accident and the frustrations of how long it takes sometimes, I guess I'm just going to have to get over it because it's really been nice.
All I'm saying is Uber, DoorDash, Postmates, even Amazon, they're not saying it out loud, but they're probably saying it quietly. Thank you, pandemic. Thank you for coming around.
Oh, yeah.
Pandemic.
No, they certainly are.
They're
saying
it quietly. The CEOs and the upper ups of those companies, because like you said, it's been around. DoorDash has been around. I used DoorDash. I think I might have used it once before the pandemic. But I know I used it during the pandemic, and I know Postmates was around and all these other ones, they were around, but it took something like that to really bring them to the forefront.
I'm going to tell you another way. Speaking of things getting delivered, that I am growing as a human being. This is a belief of mine that you never stop improving. You and I love golf, both of us. And every time we come in and work together, we talk about, hey, this is the latest tip that we're talking about, golf equipment. Neither one of us will ever make the tour, but we're trying to grow as people. So I have recently grown as a person. And the way that I've grown is that I tried different stuff on my pizza. And now pizza delivery has always been a thing. So maybe I shouldn't feel weird about grocery delivery because I've always been fine with a guy bringing me a pizza. So I don't know. For my entire life, and I grew up in an area where you have to understand it, Western New York, pizza is like Kansas City barbecue there. It's like New Orleans with gumbo. I mean, that's what pizza and wings are to Buffalo, New York, where I grew up. So this has always been a very close personal thing to me about what you put on your pizza. And since I've moved here, I have not really found, and people have given me many suggestions, and it's great, and it's a good pizza town. It's just not quite the same. It's like an art form where I came from. It's not quite the same. But I'm always, you know, pepperoni and mushrooms. We're not doing anything weird. Like, this is pizza, folks. Pizza is pepperoni. Maybe if you want mushrooms on it, if you throw some peppers on it, okay, that's fine. If you're a sausage person, you can convince me. But you go any farther outside of that and you've lost me, right? But one night I decided to try something a little different because I just sort of got pizza exhaustion. I wasn't feeling like eating. I mean, you know, I'm trying to be in better shape or something. I don't know. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try an Alfredo chicken and broccoli pizza. And when I took the first two or three bites, I was legitimately angry with myself for never doing this before. This is personal growth because I was like, stake in the ground. You cannot convince me to put anything else on a pizza. I will fight you all day long. It's about the sauce. It's about how it's cooked. It's about that. This is what pizza is. Those are the rules. Do not put pineapple on it or you can leave my home. That was my thought. The chicken and broccoli with Alfredo sauce, it's like eating some sort of like pasta bowl with bread, and it's beautiful, and I'm going to do it again. So I'm changing in my age. Speaking of age, this is going to be quite a non sequitur here, but allow me to go there anyway because we've got a guest coming up at 7:35, and I want to talk about it. Jonathan, are you tired of hearing about Bill Belichick and his lady friend and his failures at North Carolina, or are you soaking it up?
I wouldn't say soaking it up. If it comes around, it'll perk my ear. But as far as digging and diving into everything Bill Belichick and what's happening at North Carolina, no. I'm not living and dying by Chapel Hill news.
I would say that I am turtlenecking a little bit at it. Like, I'll look at it as I drive by and then move on. So, all right, it popped up in my Twitter feed. Like, oh, that's strange or funny. Somebody who works for him has a typewriter and went to Saudi Arabia to raise funds. These are real things. Okay, weird. His girlfriend is telling NFL Films or whoever how to do their graphics for his YouTube show last year. That came out today with some very weird leaked video of her just bossing everybody around who worked there and Bill just grumbling weirdly. She's on the sideline. They're getting murdered in every game. Like, okay. All of this strange, but whatever, I guess. My big feeling overall is that Bill Belichick had the greatest quarterback of all time and was a very good coach. And that combination of being a very good coach and having the greatest quarterback of all time makes you the greatest coach of all time. I don't think he was, and I certainly think that he cheated a lot along the way, but, you know, maybe a lot of other coaches did, but he was the one that we proved did. He was often a bully. He was often arrogant and obnoxious, and it was mostly Tom Brady being incredible, I think, for at least the second half of his coaching career. And anytime he hasn't had Tom Brady with him, he's been another coach in the league. That's not to say he's horrible, but that's to say just another coach in the league in Cleveland, good and bad. another coach in the league after Brady left, where it was good for a little bit, then bad for a little bit. And then now this is an absolute laughingstock, and I don't feel bad about it, because the way that it went down, even with him and Brady at the end, sounded like he thought it was him. And it's never him. When it's never the coach. It's never the coach. They could put players in the best position to succeed, but it's never the coach. And Tom Brady rubbed his nose in it by winning a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And we shall not talk about that game.
And, well, those are the facts, my friend. Those are the facts. And Belichick being so arrogant to think that he could just go to a completely different universe that couldn't be farther away from how the NFL operates and bring his cronies that have been latching on for how long and let his 24-year-old girlfriend run the show and be in everyone's face and be on the sidelines smooching them up and just like, I'm so arrogant. I could just do whatever. I can just do whatever. I don't have to play by anybody's rules of how this should be done professionally. I'll just act however the bleep I want to act, and I'll just win because I'm me. And watching that fail horrifically does not hurt my feelings. It doesn't. The way that he acted along the way, as if he was untouchable, as if he could do whatever he wanted to do, the rules didn't apply to him. All right, well, when you're on top because you have Tom Brady, that's great. But as soon as you don't, you look like a fool with that act. And it's also weird to have a 24-year-old girlfriend. I had an intern over the summer. He was 24. I was like, this is a very young person compared to myself. And I am 30-something years younger than Bill Belichick. So it's like the generational gap, I think, is even more intense these days, because there's Gen Z and there's, what's the one below Gen Z? Gen something else?
So it's millennial,
Megatron,
then Gen Z, then
what is it?
Alpha?
Alpha? Okay.
Let me look
that up. So things are changing so fast with the internet that a Pittsburgh Steelers player did some dance the kids are doing today. Listen to me. But like that, you know, after a touchdown, and I had to Google it. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I think that they're even more defined, these generations, right now, because of like the social media eras and how fast technology has changed.
So Generation Z,
yeah,
born, and you can never tell when they, it depends on the person when they're talking about when they're born. Looks like 1997 to 2010 is Gen Z.
Okay.
Generation Alpha.
Alpha.
Is 2010 to 2024. So we are now getting into the era of Generation Beta.
Okay.
So if you're born, if you were born this year,
oh,
you are the first babies to be Gen Beta.
Well, that's unfortunate for you if you are. It's by the letters then. I see. Okay.
Yeah, it goes. So we've run out of letters.
I see.
We're going to the Greek alphabet.
Okay. Generation Beta kind of stinks for them. Good. Okay. So anyway, the point just being that, you know, I feel so very separated from Gen Z, much less Gen Alpha, who I have no understanding of whatsoever, as they become kind of like real people. And Bill Belichick's like dating one of them. What are we doing here? Not only that, she's also running his freaking program. Oh my gosh, what a shock. And the people who were willing to jump on from the beginning of college football, this is going to be unbelievable. Belichick's just going to teach college football how it's really done. His team has a touchdown drive to start their first game. And here come the big talking heads with, this is going to be a national championship for Belichick. And it's just been garbage since then. Because why did you think you and your child girlfriend could walk into someone else's environment where all these coaches, the PJ Flex, even the Matt Rules, all these people have been doing this for a career, a certain way to try to win in college football. And you can just say, no, I'm going to come in and I'll do it way better than you guys at that type of age. It's just, I don't mind seeing it fail is the point. I've only talked to Bill Belichick one time on a conference call while covering the Vikings. So nothing personal, but I don't hate it. And I do want it to kind of end, though, because it's getting like it's funny, but it's also getting exhausting. So there you go. Anyway, let's take a break. Coming up 7:35, Brandon Warren, who's the next manager of the Twins? And should I feel weird if it's the utility infielder guy? We'll be right back.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusion. Supply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, the best part of sports is that sometimes it just pays off. And you get excited about a football game or a baseball series. And then it's breathtaking. And then it's compelling. And it's up and down. And it's a roller coaster. And at the end you go, wow, sports. That has not been the Milwaukee Brewers and Los Angeles Dodgers. Not at all. And other times in sports, you're like, why do the bad guys have to win? Now, I don't know how Twins fans feel about the Brewers, but I do feel like it's, you know, it's the NL. I don't, like, what, you should really hate them. They're not even, you know, it's the NL, you're the AL. In this circumstance, you should be rooting for the Brewers. You should be rooting for the team that's punching up at the big, giant castle of money that is the Los Angeles Dodgers. And every time the Dodgers win with Shohei Ohtani and every other $7 zillion pitcher they have, it feels like it steals a piece of your soul. And I felt that way when the Yankees got CeCe Sabathia and Mark Teixeira and Alex Rodriguez. It just, like, every win for them is a win for the worst, and every loss for them is a victory for fairness, joy, underdogs, fun. Every time the Dodgers have won a game, it's excruciating. Because you know the reality that eventually in baseball, the money ends up being what it is about. Right now, Toronto is up 2-1 on Seattle, by the way. And Seattle has a very similar payroll to the Minnesota Twins, which is something that I do want to talk to Brandon Warren about, because I was told you couldn't possibly win with a certain payroll, but here they are. Very interesting. And the Brewers, sort of same ballpark. But eventually what does usually happen, and happened to the Twins so many years, is that you run into that brick wall of the team that pays 50 gazillion stars all the money that Major League Baseball allowed to happen because they have no salary cap. And is that a home run? Oh, just foul. Just foul. Almost tied the game there with Seattle. But all that said, I have felt sad for the Brewers because it's just not enough to beat the Dodgers. But this year's playoffs, I've noticed that there's been some articles about the increase in viewership, and I have watched a lot more of this year's playoffs, and I'm not really sure why. I think that the games have been largely very entertaining. I still get frustrated by the number of relief pitchers, but I also think that a lot of teams have gone back to using their starting pitchers deeper into games and maybe said, hey, that's great for the regular season when, you know, maybe it's better to take out your number three starter in the fifth inning so he doesn't have to face the lineup for the third time. But if it's your ace and the guy is unreal and is unhittable, maybe just keep him in. So I think we've seen more of that. And I think it's just been that it's very unique. Okay, so the Dodgers are here, but Toronto, Seattle, Milwaukee, some teams that I didn't necessarily expect to be here are here, and they've captivated me much more during this playoffs. I wonder if it's been that way for you. Are you always like locked in to baseball? Because I'm kind of drifted away.
I'm usually pretty locked in, but yes, you have those teams that now Seattle's never been to the World Series. Toronto, the last time they went to the World Series, 1993. Milwaukee, I believe the last time they went to the World Series was 1982.
Yeah.
So you've got teams out there, and being from the Midwest, being a fan of a team that, as I used to say, walk through the desert for 30 years before they finally got back to the playoffs, you find yourself rooting a little bit more for those stories and for those teams.
So I want Seattle to tie up this game, go into extras, or be exciting deep into this. But, yeah, no, it's a great point that these teams have waited a long time for this. It's probably Seattle, because when I was growing up, Seattle was so much fun. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. was everywhere. He was the coolest dude in sports. Jay Buhner and their managers, Dan Wilson, who was like their great catcher. And so seeing they've sort of dug back into that history a lot with how they've talked about this playoff run, and teams that aren't usually there being there has my attention. Let's talk some more baseball, though, with the Twins. They are in need of a baseball manager. Or do we need managers anymore? Can we just AI the manager? Let's find out with Brandon Warren, Locked On Twins, when we come back here. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit of baseball. Just your quick update. Nebraska is in the red zone against the Gophers, 0-0, heading toward the end of the first quarter. Nebraska has a third down, and not to do play-by-play here on this station, but he got sacked. And so they will have to kick a field goal. Minnesota's defense holding pretty tight so far. All right, but let's talk some baseball. We got playoff baseball going on right now. Toronto leading Seattle 2-1. Milwaukee and the Dodgers just about to get started, and the Minnesota Twins don't have a manager yet. So to discuss it all is Brandon Warren, Access Twins newsletter and Locked On Twins podcast. Okay, here's my question for you, Brandon. Do we need managers anymore? Is that something we need? Like, what is that? What does that guy do these days, the manager? Because yeah. I feel like during Rocco's time, this was discussed a lot. Like, is Rocco just sort of taking the marching orders from the front office and the analytics people? Does he have power? Or like, what is a manager in the year 2026?
Yeah, it sounds like the saying, society has progressed beyond the need for a baseball manager. It's certainly based on systems or organizations, it's definitely different, but I think a lot of people feel like it was Rocco Baldelli's job to take marching orders from Derek Falvey up top. I can neither confirm nor deny that, but I would imagine that it was heavily influenced. They've always talked about collaboration between the two. Now, the other thing is, too, people will just run with whatever narrative they want to make it seem like, you know, inmates are running the asylum, or, you know, that Rocco's chair was pulled out from underneath him. I don't know exactly what the case is there, but I think it's just different with every team, because we've seen some managers look like they're still the field generals, the old type, old style guys. And then there's other ones where you kind of get the vibe that maybe they're not the one pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, no, I think when it comes to managing, the way we used to think about it was setting the lineup was a huge deal. And how you manage the bullpen was a huge deal. How long to leave in the starter. Once upon a time in our lives, Brandon, which I've seen occasionally in the playoffs, and this is nice, pitchers used to pitch into the seventh and the eighth inning, and then we'd be talking about, is the manager going to pull him? When does he go to the lefty? And now it just feels like, well, they've already kind of resolved when this guy's going to come out of the game based on his pitches. They know their matchups based on their data. And that's all fine. It takes a little bit of the feel out of it. I think what a manager now is responsible for is managing the people responsible for the fundamental elements of hitting, fielding, and pitching. So managing the pitching coach and executing their plans to get the most out of each individual, managing the hitting coach and their philosophies of how you want to go about it. For a little while, it seemed like it was they want certain trajectories of swings, and then it seemed like they changed that. And if we go back a ways, it was pitch to contact with the Minnesota Twins. I think managing that whole operation of how your people on staff, whether it is analytics or whether it's the pitching coach or hitting coach, how they, I guess, convey the messages that are coming down from the top to the players so they can execute them. I think that's where it starts with the manager, which is a lot less easy to play along at home.
Yeah, I think it's managing egos and massaging egos, because these guys are paid more than the manager too, which I think is a difficult aspect of it. But yeah, it's assuring uniformity in the game plan, and that, you know, doing, basically checks, like quality assurance checks across the board to make sure that the numbers people line up with the, you know, the field coordinator and all that stuff. So I think you're onto something there. I've been watching a lot of older games lately, and it's definitely a different feel as far as how things happen. And I think in a way, and this is maybe something you'll appreciate from the football side of things, is that we've just been so overwhelmed by data, and I'm a big fan of data, but it's gotten to a point too where it's every single individual thing that happens in a game is data specific instead of guys just out there making plays. And I think maybe there should be a pendulum swing a little bit back toward the way it used to be, which I hope I don't sound like some old man yelling at the cloud.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about the gaps between people like ourselves, our age, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha apparently is the newer one. So we were discussing, you know, things like that. But here's where I would agree with you is that I think that there's certain data overload to the point where I'm not sure that we're even drawing the right conclusions anymore, right? It's like, oh, it's the new thing. Here's what it reminds me of, Brandon, is when you get in a rent-a-car that's brand new, and if you go ever so slightly onto a white line while you're on 35W, your car will shake. And let me tell you, when I've rented cars in other cities and I'm driving and that happens because I have an older car, it scares the heck out of me. I'm like, I didn't need this. And I feel like you're just applying things to a car that nobody wanted, but somebody up top thought was a really good idea because it sounded new and it sounded fresh, even though it doesn't really do anything. And I think that we do get to that point, right, with data sometimes.
Yeah, my wife uses the auto drive on her car, and I cannot do it. And then mine shuts off at the red light, and I'm like, who is this for?
Right.
I'm right there with you.
So is when they look for a manager, this is all to make the point of when they look for the manager here, and I saw Nick Punto's name came up, and I thought, come on, Minnesota, you can't really, right? You can't, come on. That's just the most.
Mike Tice.
It's the most Ryan Saunders like hire ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little less Nepo baby than Ryan Saunders, but it's along the same lines. And that's no disrespect to Ryan Saunders. He just was given a very, very difficult, path or task, and it's not his fault. But yeah, I don't think Punto makes sense, but he was, you know, the main part of that story that Dan Hayes wrote the other day.
So what are the, if it's not Punto, or even if it is Punto, like what's the boxes that you want to see checked when you do your reaction to the manager hire? Like, what are you looking for?
One of two things. Okay, so the offense, especially in big spots last year, struggled. So I want an offense first. James Rousen type, you know, the hitting coach when they hit all the home runs in 2019, an offensive-oriented manager, or a player development-oriented manager. Someone that they're having very little problem getting good prospects, but they're having regression in the major leagues. Jose Miranda, Edward Julian, Royce Lewis. You can list a bunch of them who have had some success in the big leagues and then regress, whether it's injuries, the league having the book on them, or just it's a hard game. Let's not make any mistake. Baseball is a very, very difficult game. So I would like to see either a hitter-friendly manager or player development-friendly manager. And I'm not saying Rocco wasn't either of these, but sometimes you just need a different voice in the room.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is something that makes so much sense in the position that they're in, where this mystical owner who's going to come in with 50 gazillion billion dollars and buy all the players and turn them into the Dodgers, A, probably doesn't exist. And even if they do, they won't be here anytime soon. So they need to have success at building up through the minor leagues. I mean, it's one of those like easier said than done. When you watch a team like Seattle or a team like Milwaukee, those payrolls are not crazy different. Like, what did those teams do that was different from the Minnesota Twins?
The Brewers rely on speed. They are kind of a Twins of 20 years ago kind of team where the sum is bigger than the parts. And my contention has always been the Twins, I think, maybe do better when they're the underdog. You know, when they're the ones fighting for their lives, whether it was around the contraction time or Metronome when they couldn't spend. Or, you know, even in Target Field, it was maybe when they weren't favored, But when you start looking at the Twins as the favorite is when they seem to kind of crumble. So player development has been huge on the Brewers side. There's a reason why people want to hire Ricky Weeks, who, you know, was a player when you and I were younger and has been on their coaching staff the last year or so. So everybody wants to mimic those teams. It's a good thing to be one of those teams that people want to mimic, but it's just these teams develop guys. The Mariners have hit on some pitching, free agents and all that stuff too. But, you know, it helps to have the guy that just homered too, Cal Raleigh, who, you know, just one of the best hitting catchers we've ever seen. But they make moves too, trading for Randy Arozarena, trading for Josh Naylor, trading for Eugenio Suarez. They push all the right buttons. And then a young star who Julio Rodriguez has taken a step back from where they maybe thought he was going to be when he signed his big extension. But you have got to have young, good players, make some shrewd trades, and then have a pitching staff that can, quite frankly, shove it down people's throats.
The sports are really sportsing right now. It's a home run by Cal Raleigh, and what was that, like a 60-yard run by the Gophers, and then they finished it off with a touchdown. I mean, wow. We got the two TV set up. We are rolling in here.
That was over a 70-yard run.
Oh, over 70 yards.
77 yards.
Wow.
I just looked up and saw him going. That was an amazing play. And they score to make it 7-3. Last thing for you, Brandon. When it comes to the ownership situation, isn't that the worst topic in all of sports to discuss? So we need to discuss it. But it's the most frustrating. And I think everyone's at the same point where it's like, well, you know, they need to move on and there needs to be a shift in the leadership and all that sort of stuff. But how can they find themselves amidst this? Because I think we all know that that day is coming, but probably isn't coming tomorrow, where they suddenly just sell the team and there's the CBA thing and everything else. Like, if Twins fans, I don't blame them. They just gave up on the team last year. Like, how do you find meaning within this if you are, as you are, someone who's following them every single day and the fans want to be there? They want to be at that incredible stadium. How do they do it?
I think it's got to be similar to Major League, where you do it to spite ownership. You know, if ownership doesn't believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. And again, I have callbacks to 20 years ago when it was, they'd have a good player or two, but it'd be guys, they took advantage of the Metrodome. They took advantage of speed when they were the Piranhas, speaking of Nick Punto. I think the Twins are better off being the underdog. And I know that that's maybe me kind of like just throwing something out there and seeing if it sticks, but they're going to be the underdog this upcoming season. They've got enough good young players that if enough of them click, they should be okay. And they've got enough pitching that if they don't trade the top two guys, they should be okay. So really it's going to come down to spite, honestly. I think this ownership group wants to get through the potential CBA issues. I don't know if they're thinking, hey, a year without baseball means we don't have to pay players and we can pay down some of this debt, or I don't know what the deal is. But there's supposed to be some sort of windfall coming out of the other side of the CBA that might be why they're hesitant to sell right now. But at the same time, I was so demoralized. I don't know what was more demoralizing, the trade deadline or them announcing a couple days later that they weren't selling. Like, that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, no, and I do think that many more Minnesota baseball fans are interested in their win-loss record than they are the ownership thing, even if it's out there every single day in the discussion.
Well,
if they're young and fun, people will still show up.
Imagine how easy the PR is going to be for the next owner. I mean, it's such a low bar to clear that it would have to be pretty attractive. If you've got the money, hey, you are going to be the good guy or gal in town just by simply being not the Polets.
Yeah, I've always pushed back a little bit when I look at the payrolls and I'm like, you know, there's some other teams that win, but this ownership has been blasted for the payroll for so long. You're right. When that change happens, it'll be widely celebrated. But until then, get a manager first. Don't use AI to manage your baseball team and then go from there.
Yeah.
Brandon Warren, Locked On Twins podcast, Access Twins newsletter. You do a great job, man. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, be good.
Brandon Warren there. Some exciting baseball going on right now. This is why there's been a lot of close games. It's been live or die on every pitch. It's fun. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. Real quick, I want to thank Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco made me feel good about myself last night. He beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, played awesome, and he's old and he's gray, and it just makes you believe that anything is possible at any age. And, you know, once you creep toward 40, you start to feel a little bit like, oh, man, like starting to feel that a little bit. And there's Joe Flacco, the hero I need. So thank you, Joe Flacco, for a great game last night. I don't have any other take on that, but let's talk some more football when we come back on the other side. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.